This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A church shooting in Texas tragically claimed the lives of two churchgoers last month. But the death toll could have been much worse if not for an unlikely hero. Find out more after this break.
God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
Two people died and another was critically wounded after a gunman opened fire at West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas on Sunday, December 29th. The incident was captured on the church's live stream, which has since been taken down. The shooting took place in 6 seconds, during which time the shooter, a homeless former convict named Thomas Kinnunen, killed two elderly church security team members named Anton Wallace and Richard White. Jack Wilson, one of the church's deacons and the head of security at West Freeway Church of Christ, leapt into action. Unlike many citizens, Wilson was specifically trained to handle a situation like this, being a trained firearms instructor and a former deputy sheriff. He watched Kinnunen with suspicion, and when shots broke out, Wilson shot and killed the gunman. Wilson wrote on Facebook, I'm thankful to God that I have been blessed with the ability and desire to serve him in the role of head of security at the church. I am very sad in the loss of two dear friends and brothers in Christ, but evil does exist in this world, and I and other members are not going to allow evil to succeed. Please pray for all the members and their families at this time. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesman Mike Drivdahl told DallasNews.com, Our hearts and prayers go out to all the families that were affected by this incident. We'll continue to pray for them and continue to do everything we can for them. Pray for the victims of the gunmen and for their families and the church during this time of mourning. And if you appreciated this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.